You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We're going to do it all today, everybody. We got Joyce Griffith on. She's freaking out because she's got to talk to me, but Joyce, I love you. All right, we talked for a good solid 15 minutes in the green room, and you're a special person. Joyce is on because Joyce is another special kidney recipient. Just like my wife found her kidney, we used Facebook and Craigslist. What a miracle. Joyce is a miracle, too, as is every kidney recipient. Exactly. Okay, every kidney recipient is a miracle. But Joyce, I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay, now, Joyce, tell me, how'd you find your kidney?
Through a message in a bottle.
Tell me more, dear.
About 3 years ago when I was working, I just had this idea of trying to get it out there. And I did many things. But the first thing I did was place a message in a bottle, toss it in the waterways, just to try to get the word out there, just to try to get myself some assistance. And about a year after...
I love you, Joyce. Keep going. I just wanted to hug you.
A year after... someone found a bottle that had a friend that worked at the Cleveland Clinic in the kidney transplant unit.
You're kidding me.
Look at God.
You're kidding me. You're kidding me. See, you threw the bottle in, it floated up the thing, it found somebody that knew somebody at the Cleveland Clinic, and then what?
Exactly. About 3 months later, I was called in, and everything for me came in threes.
Oh, yeah?
Threes. From July to October, it was the third kidney I received.
The third kidney they called you on. Not the third you got.
The third kidney.
Third kidney. Was the third time was the charm.
Right,
first
exactly.
First one didn't make it. Second one wasn't so terrific. So the third one, because you were going, it was cadaver kidneys, and they're different every time. Sometimes they don't. Vivian was going to get one.
Yes.
But it didn't survive the transplant. Transport. Continue. I'm talking. It's all yours. I want you to talk, not me.
But anyway, yes, I got in about 3 months after that. 3 months. But actually, let me go back. I went in for my testing to get transferred there, and that was about a year and a half. And after my story aired through Channel 10, about 3 months later.
Thank you, Christy.
Thank you, Christy. But anyway, I'm going to get a call. Anyway, got signed up. Fast forward, went in, third kidney, as I said, went in, had my kidney transplant on July 3rd. Again, everything happened to me in threes, from July to October, to the third kidney, to the July 3rd, when everyone else was celebrating the 4th of July, I was celebrating a kidney transplant.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, yes. And it's been great ever since. I've had no problems, no problems at all. At all. I realized that, of course, my God was orchestrating this thing from the very beginning.
I wish people could see your beautiful eyes and your smile. You gotta look up her on Facebook, guys. This woman is just a force of the universe. Keep going. Tell me, show me some love, please. Joyce, give me some love.
But yeah, from everything was in threes. And then I realized it was Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
There you go.
Threes.
Three.
He was with me from the very beginning.
I love you.
I didn't even realize it. And I almost gave up on my call for my kidney because I did not want to answer the phone because I didn't recognize the number. But I was with some friends that pushed me to call back, and there was my kidney.
There you go. There you go. Absolutely beautiful. And how do you feel now? You said you feel tremendous.
Tremendous. I haven't had any issues, any problems, any nothing. Even from the transplant, I had no problems. I didn't even have pain. I didn't even take medication for pain. I'm like, every cut hurts.
No, I see already around you a beautiful glow of beautiful white light. And it's the most beautiful protective thing. It's so tremendous and beautiful. Now, what do you have to say? Is there a message you can give to some people that maybe are on dialysis right now?
Just keep the hope. Keep the faith. Keep hope. Never give up. Never give up. Never. And I've always been one of these positive persons. I never thought about anything negative. When I signed up, I never thought about it. I took it to my altar and I left it there.
Now, tell me about, because I do want people to understand what this disease is like. Tell me about your first impression when you walked into dialysis for the first time. What did you see? I'm sorry, I don't want to bring you down, but I want people to understand how serious this is.
It scared me to death. Because I didn't realize what I was about to walk into. No one made you aware of it. You know, I wasn't aware of any of this. I walked in and I seen all these people. And I realized, I guess it was from diabetic. But I seen all these people in wheelchairs and their limbs were missing. And it was so frightening to walk in to see that. So frightening.
Yeah, it's a very scary thing, Zoe.
Yes. On a side note, so you know that there are 29,000 patients on dialysis in Florida alone, so it's a pretty big number.
Big business too, a big yes. business too. So, but the reality is, it's one where the customers keep on coming back until they can't come back anymore, or until they're blessed, like Joyce. So, Joyce, tell me now, what are you going to do tonight after we finish our interview?
I haven't thought about it yet. I told my friend maybe we're going to celebrate.
I hope so. I've been
celebrating ever since I got my first trip back to Europe in October on a cruise where I went to Italy, Spain, and France.
Oh, yeah. You know about the
people in France. I've been moving ever since.
Right?
Yeah,
it's fabulous.
Yeah, isn't it?
So what's your favorite thing that you've done since you've had your transplant?
Wow.
I know the answer.
Oh. Is somebody going to tell us?
She's going to tell us. Tell them. You got to tell them,
and now
Joyce.
I can't stop. But.
Yeah, making number one. Making number one is the biggest blessing of having a kidney transplant.
Wow, yes.
Right? It's your favorite thing. My wife and I, she'd come home bassed out from dialysis, crying in the bed, all bloated and all feeling like a balloon. And then she'd be all dehydrated, and all she could eat was ice. And we used to talk about how someday she'd be blessed to pee. So you, sitting in the car where your bladder's about to explode, enjoy it. Enjoy it. And then what are they going to do, Zoe? Now we're going to go back to Zoe to hear more about the event. Tell us from the top your sheet on the event, because we have a lot of people that tuned in. Just tell us all about the brand of Joyce. I love you.
Thank you.
We're going to have another show on where we're going to bring Joyce back. We're going to introduce Joyce and Vivian for the first time on the air. It's going to be spectacular. Bring your tissues. Zoe, tell me more about the event.
Okay, so we have a very special MC, JC Birch, which is the anchor of the morning news and Local 10. She's going to be there because her son, actually Jupiter, that's 2 years old, he was born with kidney dysplasia. So it's not only just kidney disease, it's all sorts of kidney issues. Kidney dysplasia is also when you're born with either one kidney or, like her son, born with one regular kidney and one shrinking kidney. So that kidney is being observed. He's on a special diet. He can't have a lot of salt. He can't have certain juices. So there's really a lot of ways that your kidneys can be affected. So it's really about kidney health, kidney awareness, you know. And if you have two healthy kidneys, you know, share your kidney. Get on that list. That's the most important thing. So the walk is all about creating community and really connecting with people and really making a difference in people's lives. Donating, sponsors, volunteers, walkers. We need so many people out there. March 17th, you can go to miamikidneywalk.org and sign up a team, you know. You can walk for somebody. A lot of people are walking in memory of family members who haven't been as fortunate to get a kidney. Or, you know, just be out there. Get on the donor list. You know, help us fundraise. You know, it's free to walk, but, you know, it's great if you show up and you can donate and really help us reach our goal of $100,000.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event. I'll be out there. Hopefully Vivian will be able to be out there. Joyce will be out there. Everybody wants to come and hug Joyce. Oh, that's an experience. I love doing that.
She'll be on the stage.
I love doing that, Joyce. You're
telling
the best.
My story.
You're the best.
Again.
Joyce is the best. But come out there. Meet people. Create community. If you're a kidney transplant recipient, come out and share your stories with the others so that they can understand what they're facing. If you're on dialysis, come out and be part of it so that you can feel that you're not alone and you can feel the love that we all have for you. If you're involved as a caregiver for somebody that's on dialysis, certainly come. I'll be more than happy to talk about that. We didn't talk about that today, but the forgotten person in this whole thing is the caregiver. Mm-hmm. And I really think that the most important thing that Zoe said is that they're looking to build community.
Correct.
You know, it's all about community. And the only way that you can get through a challenging time in your life is with community. I read an article about what it takes to be resilient. And they said in the beginning of the article that, well, if you've gone through hard times once, that you will know that you've gone through hard times and you're resilient. To that, I say BS. All that does is it tells you that you went through hard times and that you've done it and you made it. Doesn't mean you can do it again. And I'll tell you how you make it and how you do it again. You surround yourself with people that love you, that care about you, that care about your goals, that are pulling in the same direction as you. And when you're able to do that, that's when you will be resilient. Right, Joyce?
Exactly.
I love this woman. All right, Zoe, when's the walk?
The walk will be Sunday, March 17th on St. Patty's Day.
Yay.
And it starts at 9 a.m., but we actually encourage everybody to get there at 8 a.m., and we'll have some sponsors. We'll have some freebie foods. And, you know, it's just a good time for you to get out there and walk and connect. And we're looking for volunteers. We're looking for sponsors and walkers. So please reach out to me, MiamiKidneyWalk.org, and sign up your team.
Well, I'm going to make a commitment that in the next couple of weeks, Wanda and I will find the time. We'll get Joyce back on the show. We'll introduce her to Vivian. We're going to make this a big thing for the next few weeks so that we get people out there. Zoe will announce it regularly on the show. You'll give me some stuff, maybe a little like something I can put on the website or whatever.
Sure.
We'll do an email for this.
Yeah.
We'll bring in our next half hour. We're going to talk to Becca Carlson. Her and Andres are probably listening now, and they're going to help me with this too. So we're a little late for the break, but heck, it's all worth it. I love you, ladies. Zoe, thank you so much. And Joyce, I'm going to come around and get a hug from you.